I have been watching Google I.O. 2011 virtually. I'm very impressed by the whole thing, which I guess everybody online saw over the past 2 days, especially the website. The website's fantastic, the live streaming of two conference events. And in particular, I watched Tor Norby's and Xavier's Android Developer Toolkit, the kind of, it's like an extension of Matisse for NetBeans, which is really good for Android development, shiny order widgets, the sort of displays you can have. You can have a tablet display or switch to a mobile phone display, get it in landscape mode, portrait mode. You can drag widgets around. Love the refactoring that you could do with properties and the XML, and the be able to extricate layouts and into a separate file. And of course you know Android does things a little bit differently than JavaFX. So it was really fantastic to see that, really impressed. I saw the keynote, the second day keynote. I didn't watch Google I.O. virtually all the time. I had some stuff to do in my life. And so I watched that in the late afternoon in London, UK. The live site on, which is still around, available now, is really fantastic. If you go and look at the hash IO 2011, you enable the Google Earth plugin, you see Google Earth, version of Earth, spinning around as these live tweets come in, a demonstration of supreme power. Love the other sessions that I caught, a bit of the WebGL session, the OpenGL, a bit of the audio stuff where the bug droid was being overlaid with a fast Fourier transform display using HTML5 and CSS. That really blew my head off. The other parts of the Google I.O. were the announcements. We have Luff Film in the UK. We're still very much on the send back the DVD, order a DVD and you pay for it. And streaming has yet to arrive. We have nascent services over in the UK, Sky or Virgin. And perhaps if you're on Freeview HD, you can get the Humax services through there. But Google Movies for Android really closes the gap on, I suppose, iTunes, really, being able to watch like a movie on a plane. It's a pity about the lifetime. If you start to watch it, you've got 24 hours to get it out of your system. I hope they would extend that to about 72 hours. And the other bits and pieces, love the goodies for the developers, the Samsung tablet. I'm sure that's going to be hot. Less carry about the Google TV. Like the fact that Google Music is being launched. I'm an iPhone user mostly, so that doesn't affect me. My partner is an Android user, so she probably liked that. Love the fact that there will be a unified Android ice cream sandwich that's going to come along to close the 2.x and the 3x fork, and hopefully that will continue good open source and make sure that Google plays with the open source community, making sure that the entire operating system and stuff is open. And the other bits is the new version of Honeycomb. Definitely that would be useful. And I hope Samsung will follow Motorola Zoom's and Motorola will allow customers to upgrade Android. Love the fact that Google are pressing ahead with the fact to make sure that the actual suppliers who provide this hardware provide upgradability of the Android so that it never becomes out of date, at least for the device that you are using. And I hope they really tune up and tighten up some of those agreements, commercial agreements. But I'm really impressed by what Google have put out there in terms of Android. And I guess the other bits and pieces are the Google APIs are less relevant these days. But overall, thumbs up to Google. Well done, mate.